It's 2024 and I'm still a piece of garbage.
How long have you been thinking about that for?
As soon as I woke up this morning, because I'm a little sleep dusty. I'm a little seen better days, Pete Murray. So hi guys, welcome back.
Aloha.
And hi, producer Matt.
Today's a great day because producer Matt, he's got his glasses on, he's got his mic set, he's got a laptop.
Studious.
But you're saving the mic for like really important things, aren't you? He's just nodded in response.
I like that you asked him a question without a mic.
He doesn't want to overshare.
He's taking a vow of science.
Science? But also a vow of science.
Oh, it's already started so well. Guys, we're so sorry for the delay. We've just calculated and it's been 8 months. But we have been talking about it for about 3 months.
Well, like, guys, we'll just restart in 2024. I'm like, guys, it's March. I mean, it was a leap year, but I still blame February.
Hey. February's great.
We've been prepping though.
We have been. It's just been, there's a lot of technological issues that we've had to try and overcome, and we haven't. And we've just ended up back at our studio that we tried to.
Our studio. Sorry, actually, I told Lachlan Wilmont, our strength and conditioning coach, that we'd give Athletes Authority a shout out. So here we go. Athletes Authority. There's your shout out. That's a tongue twister.
Tick, tick, tick. Well, we thought the only right way to start off this first episode was just a bit of a life catch up. I mean, we've seen each other in the last 8 months, but you know, there's things that may have gone unnoticed and the people want to know.
We were like, but what are we going to, like, so should we get some sort of like idea as to what we're going to talk about? And I think it was Maddie Turner was like, guys, like we haven't recorded for 7 months. I think we're going to have something to talk about.
I'm nervous how long this episode's going to be.
Maddie Singer was like, no, yeah, you wrote in the group, like, let's actually have some structure.
But it's trickier than it looks, guys. It's trickier than it looks. Okay. I don't want to start myself, but I want to ask both of you, probably a little bit more you, Prouty. I know one of your life updates is going to be about Taylor Swift.
Oh my God, yes.
And I have to know.
That's a recent life update.
I know, but I've got to hear about it because, like, I'm not a Taylor girly, but as a fangirl in my past days, I know what it's like to, like, crave and wait so long to see that artist. So talk me through it.
It was like, I've been listening to a lot of like recaps about it and like, you know, even like people that went and weren't maybe fans and then their feedback. Like, so for example, Bryony went and I was really intrigued as to what she would have thought because I was like, I knew every word for 3.5 hours. So it was like the best 3.5 hours of my life.
Can I have one shout out to Bryony on this matter, right? She had the most mum, like Facebook mum photo of the event. Like it was like a zoomed in photo on Instagram. Taylor was up in the far right corner. Like it was such an iconic photo. And I was like, where is she?
She's just kind of son's a photographer.
It was so iconic. And I was just like, this is in my brain. Anyway, sorry, continue.
And her feedback was like, it was as if I was in a stadium full of people that were best friends. Yeah. And I think that, and then I was listening to something today and it was like, people use the like analogy of, it's like going to watch your team play the grand final, but you're guaranteed that they're going to win.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're also going with all of your teammates. Mm. And I was like, that is the best analogy because it's like, you're in a room that's like a stadium. So it is like sport-like.
Yeah.
And my God, is Taylor an athlete? I think that should be like singing in the Olympics or something, because to do what she did for 3.5 hours is like, beyond anything I've ever witnessed. But yeah, to be in a room with everyone that's so
happy.
And like just joy, exactly, happy, like joy. Like it was like, for all the shit things that can go on in the world, for like 3.5 hours to be in a room where everybody is just so happy about the same things. I heard like another example of one of the Shameless girls. We're going to shout out other podcasts now because they might shout out us. But she was saying like she went to run over to one of her friends and her bag like spilt and like everything in her bag went out, like all her makeup, all her like, I don't know, whatever else she had in her bag. And you know how normally like, you know, just if it happened in the street, people just like walk past. She's like, she had like 5 people rush over to help her. Like, so they're like, everybody's just so friendly. Yeah. It's like the friendship bracelets, like Turner, on the way there?
Yeah, on the way there on Panorama Road, the Uber has pulled over next to this Hummer and like traffic's moving and stuff. They've pulled over, the Uber driver's got out to switch bracelets over.
The Uber driver?
Yes. He's got out of the driver's seat to switch bracelets for these girls while the traffic like kind of had stopped. Jumped back in the car and like went, it was crazy.
But it's like, when else would you ever get that? Like you drive into Sydney Olympic Park and it's like the big signs of like, welcome to Sydney Olympic Park in brackets, Taylor's version. Like I think I was again listening to something that was like, it was bigger than the Beatles because like the fact is that the numbers and the stats like prove that it was. But it's like, how many times before has an entire like country been transformed because of one person coming? And like you guys said, for so much happening, it's like the glitter, the like brightness, the like, nobody was sad.
You got into the friendship bracelets?
Well, I got into the friendship bracelets for work purposes. My manager.
Matthew is flexing one right now.
Oh, and then I made some for my friends. My manager is a massive Swiftie and she's had this planned. Honestly, like I started in July and I reckon by August, she was like, so this is my Taylor Swift content plan. And I'm like, well, I don't like her, but you don't have to, you'd be stupid not to jump on the trend and the train and like, why not turn everything Taylor if it's going to go well online? Like, it's...
Are you someone that like, so I've heard people be like, I'm an atheist, but like it felt like it was a religion in that room. I'm like,
what are you listening to?
I've listened to a lot of things about Taylor Swift. But I want to know, are you still like really like pessimist, or are you like, no, I can understand it, I can appreciate it, I'm just not for her sort of thing?
I'm not for her. I just, and I'm saying this without listening to everything she's ever done. I don't know her entire discography, but just from what I've heard, I've never been overwhelmed with the lyrics. I've never seen, I think what she does, and she's on stage for 3 hours, is remarkable. And she does that night after night. And like, it's a massive production, and the entertainment. Would I go and watch, if I went and watched it, would I enjoy it? Probably would have enjoyed it for the entertainment value. Like, I'm not a Pink fan either, but would I have enjoyed watching Pink fly around on the stage?
Of course.
Yeah, probably. But I just nothing about it made me want to go listen to
it. Yeah, which is so fair.
It's a bit oversaturated. But what you were saying, how like it transformed the whole country or whatever, I was thinking about it the other day. It's such a resurgence of the fangirl.
It is. It is.
It is such a resurgence. And I'm like, if Harry Styles was coming here next year, it would be equally as big. Mm. I'm almost guarantee you, because it's like just that generation online is like,
yes,
they're coming
back. Yes, but no with Harry, because I must say the biggest thing that I find about Taylor is like how she can cover so many, like I know that it's predominantly women, but so many ages. Like, because I think like we're kind of in like her age, if that makes sense. Like, she's only a couple of years older than us. So I feel like, you know, I remember being 15 when 15 came out and stuff. And I always thought it was funny to think that there's like 10-year-old girls. And I'm like, you weren't even born when like she released most of her hits. Like, I had a playlist called Love Story. With just
they're the
Love
ones
Story.
On the phone now.
Exactly.
That's,
and they're
that's
the
what
ones,
I mean.
And like, I see videos of like, yeah, these young girls that are like, you know, were singing to Shake It Off when they were 4 years old and now they're at the concert.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if you get that level for Harry where it's like, you got the, I know that mums love Harry and that, but I think that Taylor is more generational and would cover a lot more bases.
Yeah, probably.
Than
you have
yeah,
like 5-year-olds falling asleep in the stands by the end of the night.
Yes.
Like, oh, actually, the lyrics and they're going crazy. And
this kind of
like,
this. I was thinking about this the other day because I was like seeing a lot of photos of sleepy kids and stuff. I have two questions for you both. One, where do you stand on like kids under 5 getting tickets to a show like this when people are missing out? Two, where do you stand on people getting multiple tickets to multiple days? And I'm going to say play on for 2 concerts. That's, I think I've done it myself and I'm about to do it again later this year. See a Coldplay. But like 4 nights in a row, blah, blah, blah. Where are we standing?
I think for the kid thing, I like, it was kind of cute to see like, I don't know, there was a kid in front of us who was like FaceTiming their dad.
But they're definitely cute.
But then no, the lyrics, I'm like, I don't care if they appreciate it. And then, like, do you know what I mean? They're taught all the songs and things like that. I feel like that's good.
I just like the cost. Like, I know people that flew over with like entire families. And, like, flights were so expensive. And to then have the tickets as well. I'm the same. I'm a bit like, yeah, is it for like the memories? And like, I think about, you know, when my parents took me to Europe when I was like 7 years old. And like, do I remember it? And did I like, you know, I don't maybe remember everything, but there's parts of me that like really appreciate what that time was. So I feel like maybe it's like that equivalent of being like, we can look back and remember that as a family we went to Taylor Swift. Yeah. The multiple nights thing for me is more like
how
shock. Honestly, yeah. I actually ended up getting offered to go another night, but it was the Monday night and we had like a practice match the Tuesday. And I was like, I physically could not have gone to the concert and woken up the next day and being able to go to train. Like, I woke up on Saturday after going on the Friday night.
Yeah.
I felt like I'd been hit by a bus. I was so sore, so fatigued, so drained. I was like, I remember waking up and being like,
because it's an emotional roller coaster.
And it's like, it's not just the 3.5 hours. It's the 3 hours pre. It's the 3 hours post. It's like, ends up being like a 9 hour.
It's euphoria all day.
I remember the girl that I went, one of the girls I went with on the Friday night was going the Saturday night. And I was almost like, I don't know how you're going to be able to do it. But I guess it's like people going, you know, multiple nights out on the having a bender.
Because I did Harry 2 nights in a row. But I remember waking up the next morning and being like, oh my Jesus Christ, I'm so drained. Turns out I had COVID. But I didn't know that until 2 days later. But I was feel awful when I have to rally to go again. By the time you get there, you're like, great. But I didn't want to drink and stuff again because I was like, I just need time off.
I do think, like, I have heard the stories about, like, oh, it's really selfish to go multiple times. And, like, I do really genuinely feel for people that wanted to go and couldn't go. But I must admit, I saw a lot of people that I'd seen, like, say, the week leading into it being like, get me tickets. Anyone got tickets? And most of them ended up getting tickets. Like, I don't really remember seeing that many people that ended up – because, you know, they released all the, like, restricted view that ended up being okay. Like, I felt like there were less and less people that ended up missing out closer to the event, other than obviously people that are from interstate that mm-hmm. couldn't fly over. Is it selfish? But I'm also like, for some people, that's their like their life. Like they will, you know, they would have looked forward for a few years. That's their 4 days of like pure absolute. Like one of Sophie Fawns' friend's sisters, like she went every single night, like handcrafted outfits for every night. Like, but for her, that's her going to Europe.
Grand final.
Like that's her grand final. And so play on.
Oh yeah, people were comparing, they like released the Super Bowl ticket prices and they're like, this is what people are spending on one game, and then they're giving shit to like young girls.
Because tickets weren't, like our tickets were like $250, which I know is still a fair bit, but like for 3.5 hours of entertainment and we had good seats. Like
math,
you could get the restrictive use for like $65. Yeah. I was like, per dollar per song, like I'm paying that and then some.
Can I just say this was a 7 month review and we've done 10 minutes on Taylor's concert. It's going well.
Taylor's like sitting there going, I knew 10 minutes.
It's just enough time for us to sing All Too Well 10 minute version.
Turner, how was your Taylor night?
Yeah, it was fun. Obviously, I'm not like a Tay Stan fan as Proudy, but I feel like I knew a lot of songs because I lived with Proudy for so long. Yeah. So it kind of helped. I was like, my element a little bit. No, it was good fun. I feel like, Ali Smith actually probably had the comment of the night being like, how does someone keep me engaged for 3 hours? Like, she was genuinely impressed.
I'm shocked. Oh, yeah, because I can't watch a movie without
Jonas Brothers could not do that.
Can we just get a little update on the Joe Bros? Because you said flop.
Yeah, obviously I don't know many songs, so it was a bit of like a Can't Rock is my highlight. And they didn't want to sing that, but I was like, give them us more.
It just proves that not everyone can do 3 hours.
They had an intention.
They did 3 hours.
It was 3 hours.
It was their version because they did 5 albums one night.
No way. Respectfully, Joe Bros.
Do you know 5 albums?
I barely know 5 songs.
Yeah, exactly.
By the Joe Bros.
By Coldplay and 1975, yes.
Wild. Mm.
And they had an intermission.
Bless them.
There's 3 of them. Like Taylor did it just herself.
Yeah, Taylor keeps going and she dances. They just stand there and they're very short, Maddie, you realised.
They are short.
But Joe Bros never. A bit of heightism here.
They never tick the box. Right,
168 is short.
That is.
Well, I can't comment. I am short.
But like.
Hold on, fact checking. Here we go. The tallest Joe Bro, Kevin. Congrats, Kevin.
I love that Google say that.
Okay, the tallest Joe Bro is Kevin at 5'9".
That's not
what
right.
What a feat. You know what I mean? What a feat. Give me measurements. Are you taller than all of the Jonas Brothers?
I am. Like Maddie Proud is taller.
Oh, God. Okay, wow. Yeah, they are short. Ew.
Hey, grow up, literally.
Okay.
And that's wrong.
Mouth is wrong. Google is wrong. Our fact checker is wrong. He's trying hard, though. Okay, what's something else big that's I'll be the one to cut off Taylor because otherwise I'll just get excited and keep talking.
We'll go to Turner because we already just – quickly ask you about Taylor. What's your big update?
7 months.
What's happened to you? What have you done?
Went to Japan. That was really fun.
I woke up in Japan.
I was about to say, I was like, I heard all this and realized, we catch up away from
this. Well, no, but I was the same. Because that's why I went back and listened to the last episode. And I was like your, Maddie, your like goal, like or thing you're excited about was like, I've got really like lots of things planned. I'm going back to Adelaide. I'm going to Japan. I was like, I swear we spoke about Japan, but... Yes, because I see you
without a mic. We spoke without a mic.
How dare we? How dare we?
Give me
a mic.
Give me a Japan highlight.
Highlight, Mount Fuji hike, amazing. Going down, not amazing. Wouldn't redo it. Scary as.
Speaking of being sore for days after.
Actually, I was actually right.
Can you tell people about the robe? I don't know if that was a robe, kimono, like size issue.
That's pretty iconic.
That was also a highlight. So we've gone to do, we had a few like random days like spare. So we're like, let's just go full out and do the traditional stuff, get all the like outfits and walk around. It was quite funny. But so we extra large kimonos were needed for length.
Is it safe to say the Japanese people are quite short?
Yeah. A little bit.
Compared to you guys.
How many times does Sarah bump her head and get really angry?
Did you get any comments like when we were in Dubai, they kept calling you the Burj Khalifa? No, they call you Mount thing. Fuji or something?
No, like Japanese people are very respectful. So there was like nothing about height.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Our fact check
we tried on the kimonos.
Popped up on the screen, average height of Japanese people.
Hey, to be fair, that's taller than I would have thought. Joe Bro. Oh, but is that for men as well? Yeah, oh, sorry. Men, 170. Wow, okay. I'm 174. And their average is 170. Women are 158.
See, Jonas Brothers could fit in.
I would. Oh my God, a great Japanese market.
I'd be considered quite normal over there.
So normal.
In terms of height.
Maddie's currently Googling flight, like one-way flights to Japan.
And Matthew, I noticed that when I said in terms of height. So consider that noted.
He's walking home.
Other highlight in Japan, definitely go to Kyoto. Really cool place.
Is that the fun, like, going out town?
It's more like, I don't know, it's like city but not city, okay. A bit more chiller, where like the other places are kind of like hectic and you're like, whoa. There's like 5 levels underground of like shopping and stuff and trains. And like there's like a whole other city below. It's kind of creepy.
They're living in 2045.
Yeah, they're living in the future for sure.
I said I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed.
How many times can we
live underwater?
yeah, that, I feel like that's a quick wrap up. It feels like too long. I can't remember.
I know.
It's so far away.
I'm so sorry to put you through that.
It's actually scary to think how long. It's like 7 months. Like you kind of think that August to March isn't that long, but it's 7 months.
A lot. We're closer to March to August.
We've all had birthdays.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, that was my life update. Yeah. I turned 30.
Oh my God. Yes.
I entered my third decade of life. It's so weird. Like I was always someone that like when I was like 27, 28, 29 was always like, oh my God, like I'm getting close to 30. But like, I love being 30. Like, I think, again.
You're thriving, though.
Thank you. I think.
yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm humble queen.
What's happened is in my 30s is I've learned to accept compliments. No, but I think, again, I listened to a lot of things, and I heard that they say, like, when you get to your 30s, like, you know who you are. You're kind of comfortable with where you're at in terms of, like, you don't really care as much about what people think, and you're just quite content. And like you said, like, I'm very fortunate that I feel like I'm in a good place, like, holistically in my life. But, yeah, I just feel like 30 is a really fun place to be, and I'm really enjoying it.
It's not as scary. I agree. As you approach it,
yeah, it's honestly, it's like the build-up is worse than the event itself. And now it's like I'm at the beginning of my 30s, so I've got a lot of years left until I have to worry about the next decade, which let's just not even think about that.
I don't think that's getting easier.
No. And also I think I very much keep my maturity levels a lot below my average, my actual age. So
it's a good thing.
That always keeps things fun too.
When are you 30, Turner? 2 years?
Yeah. We're close.
We're very close, aren't we?
We're very close.
Yeah. We're doing a joint party. Everyone's invited.
Matthew and I, on the other hand, this side of the table.
Oh, yeah, Matthew's 30 this year.
Woo! You'll rock 30 as well. I can feel it, Matthew. He's nodding. He's become mute.
Being silent, you weirdo.
When he does speak, guys, it's going to be important.
Anyway, it's making me uncomfortable.
Madstacles, can you tell us a little bit about your life?
I'm having a laugh in my head internally.
And now she's laughing externally too.
So it's like when I have an idea and I can't think of the word idea and I go, oh, I'm having a brain thing. Because your life updates are like quite cool and significant. And the ones I have come up with, like Matthew's shaking his head laughing, are so funny. I'm going to start with my favorite one. Okay.
Oh no. I'm
excited. This is hilarious. I am blocked on Instagram by Nathan Cleary.
Oh my God. Yeah.
What?
And I have to, I let the record show, let the court know that I have done nothing to Nathan Cleary. We have never met. I've never crossed paths. I've never left a comment. I don't abuse people. The only way he would have known I disliked him was if he was sitting in the lounge room as I was watching the TV.
But so this is like quite strange because he's obviously had to find your profile. Yeah. Are you on private?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not like a glitch in the Instagram?
I've checked.
How did you find this out?
It was revealed that him and Mary Fowler were potentially dating. And
what?
I was like, shook. I was like, no, Mary, you can do better, girl. What are you doing?
Sorry for listening, Nathan. We know you're a really keen listener.
Respectfully, Nathan, unblock me and we'll talk. And I was like, oh, let me like check their socials because people are saying, I think Pedestrian put out a thing saying, oh, they've put out a soft launch or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was looking at hers and I was like, oh, look at Nathan's. I'm like, oh, it's not coming up. And I'm like, that's weird. Did he delete his Instagram or something? And then I go to Penrith's page and I find a photo of him. And the tag's not even working. Like, it's not even tagging Nathan Cleary. Yeah.
This is strange.
And I think Matt was sending me some stuff because I was like, I can't see it, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, this photo. And then it was turning up like black and everything. And I'm like, oh my God, Nathan Cleary.
I almost think that's a bit of like a flex. Like, yeah, it's a huge flex. Like, guys, Nathan Cleary, like, sort me out, blocked me. All right, I've got a challenge to our listeners. You've all got to flood Nathan Cleary's DMs asking why he has blocked Madstacles on Instagram. And if one of you can get an answer, we're going to have you as a guest on the show.
We're going to get you to call in,
but this is
I was sitting there going, have I done, like, is it because I worked at Fox? But, like, nothing, I didn't write articles. I if anything, I made videos that made him look good. So I'm like, Nathan.
This is just. Yeah, it's. Please. I mean, you said that this wasn't a big thing, but it's really got me shook. Like, I'm kind of lost for words.
I feel like you were shook. I feel like you just won the update. Like, that was.
Yeah, 100%. I think we need to do like a deep dive. Like, there's going to be like a criminal investigation into why Nathan Cleary is not following
you.
So
funny to me.
Sorry, not following, blocked you.
It's so funny to me. But yeah, that's one of my updates.
Wow.
I'm curious.
I'm really curious. The curious case of Nathan Cleary.
Yeah. Anyway, anyone else got another update they'd like to bring?
Do you have any more like that? That was good.
No, not along that. I'll give you my second one.
Okay.
Hey, you know how you asked? Here's my second one.
Matthew's
okay, so this one is kind of like a little bit embarrassing, but I shouldn't be embarrassed about it.
If anyone didn't hear that, Matthew went,
This is not embarrassing because I'm in my Star Wars era.
Yes.
I've just started. That's the update. Oh. I'm in my Star Wars era.
Okay.
I've never done the Star Wars. But let me preface.
Have you got the Lego and everything to go with it?
No, I'm not a nerd. I'm not here to VR. I'm a nerd. I'm much more nerdy about Harry Potter than I am about this. Right.
So you've never watched Star Wars until now?
So okay. I was just, you know, I like to think that I have a good taste in movies and music and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, actually, I haven't seen Things on the Pulse of the Cultural Zeitgeist.
On the
Matt
Pulse.
And I just in sync. And I hadn't seen some big, like I haven't done the Indiana Jones, I haven't done Rocky. And I was like, I've always kind of wanted to do Star Wars. And I'm like, I know Matt's seen it. And if I have a spiritual guide next to me, I may be able to get through it. And I haven't done it myself because I know the early ones are like made in the 1800s.
Hard watch.
It's a hard watch.
And isn't it true you watch them in a different order to what they're listed?
Yeah,
or
so
what?
It's like Marvel. Technically 4, 5, and 6 came out first. And then they went back and did 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Look at me go.
So what order have you watched them in?
So I went from 1 to 9.
Makes sense.
Well, that's always harder then. Wait, do you think?
It makes the storyline make sense.
But they were just produced, they released at different
times.
It's
like 2000s versus like the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so you're watching it like in high definition and then you're going back to black and white.
Yeah. And it was a struggle. I'm not going to lie. And it's not like I'm sitting here going like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. I'm in the world now. I'm going to collect everything. I'm not rushing back to watch any of these movies. I'd go and watch Harry Potter any day of the week. But the funny thing is about it, I am completely, utterly
obsessed.
In love with Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, I knew you would be.
And I'm going to Matt, I'm like, if I knew about this man,
freaking
15 years ago.
It's Hayden Christensen. I do. Have you seen the movie Jumper?
Yes.
He was married to Rachel Bilson, wasn't he? They have a child together.
And I've just followed her on Instagram for that reason.
Oh my God, he actually is.
He's in the second and third, which is...
Okay, even I may be convinced to go and watch
and
these.
And Turner, this is funny. I was thinking about it because it's the whole like, he's a good guy who's kind of misunderstood, goes evil. Shock. I don't want to ruin it, but he's Darth Vader. But it's the whole Tom Blythe thing in Hunger Games. You know, when Hunger Games, everyone's like, I can change him. So for people who don't know.
Get him back up so I can take a selfie of us with him.
Oh, what are you doing? The President Stowe storyline in the new Hunger Games is... he's obviously an evil guy. He's hungry for power and blah, blah, blah.
We need to write that movie too, actually, because...
But the TikTok phenomenon that calls as well, where people are like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with him. I could change him because he was cute.
He's beautiful.
He really did it for me, actually.
Okay, my one criticism of that movie, though, is like the switch that flicked in him, like...
Too quick for you?
Was too fast. Like, I got that he had that tiny bit of evil in him when he was little and that, but like... maybe I wasn't being observant enough, but I was just like...
Are you a Game of Thrones person?
No.
Well, he needs to be.
Yeah. That's what people say about one of the characters in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just felt... And again, I'm just looking at him and he's like
Gina.
That smile.
This is the Anakin effect, I told you, but I'm in deep with Hayden. Me and Hayden are...
Besties.
Let me tell you, they've got a son, don't they?
Oh, look at him. Got a daughter.
I'm thinking of Reese Witherspoon's son. He is a dreamboat. I mean, he's like,
oh really?
15. Look him up. It's Deacon Witherspoon. Oh, no, it's Deacon. Because who was Reese Witherspoon? Her son is an angel.
Can we keep Anakin on the screen?
Let's just open a new tab with Witherspoon. It's Deacon, but her no, it's
Hasn't she got the daughter that's identical to her?
Yeah, she had it with Ryan Phillippe. Yeah, Ryan Phillippe is beautiful.
And Felipe?
Felipe.
Is it Felipe or is it Phillippe?
I don't know. I get confused. There's Josh Phillippe in Daniel's cricket team and they sometimes change from
Maybe
Felipe.
That's where I'm
Look at him. He's so cute.
He literally looks like her.
Yeah, and he looks like Felipe.
He's a baby.
And I like that his name's Deacon, like Deacon Claiborne from Nashville. Okay, sorry.
We've really diverged.
Anyway, but yeah, that's just my update. I'm into Anakin.
Yeah,
I'm not blocked. My updates have been blocked by Nathan Cleary into Anakin Skywalker. Do I need to say anything more? It's so funny because I can't go on TikTok without an edit popping up within 5 scrolls.
It's the cookies,
and I watch every single one of them.
I love cookies.
I watch every single one of them.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, I don't really have any other extremely exciting updates.
I don't really either. Oh, I bought a place. What? Yeah.
Wait. The one you're in.
Yeah.
Oh, so
that,
right.
That happened. Yeah, that happened. I was thinking that was like November, so that would have been after the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's not a big life update.
No, not at all. Turns out adulting, I always say I bought a house, but I'm like, it's not. It's
once
like
again, my updates are just embarrassing.
No, but don't worry. Then it flooded within like the first like month of having it. So I've had a lot of things happen. So it's okay. It's not as easy as when you're renting and you're just like, hey, landlord, can you come and fix things for me? When you own your own place.
Sorry, Matthew's now just getting Tom Blythe up on the screen.
Do we prefer Tom Blythe with brown hair or blonde hair?
I liked the blonde.
Same. I really liked the blonde. I don't think he does as much for me with brown hair. I mean,
he's still cute.
He's
no Hayden Christensen. Anyone else got anything to add?
That's been like nearly half an hour of nothing, so you're welcome.
Of nothing.
And another year of Maddie Turner being the timekeeper.
All right, everyone, I know you're all asking for it. You're dying for it. It's time for some netball chat. Do you guys know that video?
No.
What is it, Maddie? Punja?
On a very different side of
TikTok. No, it's like an old school kind of like YouTube sensation.
I reckon, do you know who would know it? Helen Housby and Sophie Fawns.
Oh, okay, don't worry
about
sorry.
Anyway, so we're going to keep going. If someone's listening, you got that reference, not us.
Once you see it, once your life will never be the same. Okay, so yeah, netball chat. We're going to have to do it. You guys are netballers.
If you survive the first half an hour.
Yeah.
This is
your reward. It's like
congrats,
a reward.
We're talking
it's
like a reward.
Yes, exactly. So season 2024 is upon us.
It is.
You're in preseason now. You've been in preseason for a long time.
We've been through the thick of it. We're into the fun stuff now.
Yes.
Do you like preseason?
I play netball to play.
Yeah. I think the fun thing about preseason is more like there's not the pressure of games. It's like it's more as in like, and there's a lot less, like you probably train more, but there's a lot less meetings and like the other stuff that comes with like when you're in season.
Like the analysis,
and, all that. Like I do kind of like the concept of like those first few weeks of preseason are just like get in, smash you physically, but you don't have to think. Like I think it's a nice almost like mental reset of being like, I just come in here to do almost like, you know, the equivalent of anyone just going to the gym or going for a run. Like we kind of get to do that. And while it's physically hard, at the end of it, you're like, I haven't had to think twice. But same as Mads, the agility stuff, the like pairs ball work. If I ever hear
trauma,
grab a ball between two, I literally like my heart breaks a little bit.
That gave me trauma.
I was gonna say, I feel like there's like netball terms that like everyone hates to hear. So it's like iconic. To the baseline. That's one of them.
Yeah.
It's like balls in pairs or like one ball, four cones.
Oh no.
Two girls, one cone.
I used to have a coach in my later years of netball that like just, he had his own little things and one was like, he'd like, you're playing literally mid-game and he'd be like, perfect your craft. And I was like, haven't heard that, but love it.
I still remember like Sophie early Jan like looking at us and being like, how have you done 10 preseasons? I was like, that makes you feel sick. I'm like, baby girl.
I think I'm on my 13th or 14th. But they do get easier because I said,
yes,
like,
I agree.
You begin to realize that, like, everyone feels the same. I think when you're, like, in your infancy of preseasons, you, like, go so internal that you're like, I can be the only person that's feeling like this right now. Like, how is everybody else able to do this? But as you get older, you realize, like, no, we all feel shit.
And you also know it's going to end.
Yeah.
It's got to end.
Yeah, it's got to end. A big kind of talking point that I'm hearing about, you know, from my sources at AFL Land, that being the one podcast I listen to. There's a lot of discussion at the moment about like preseason games because there's so many injuries, like especially in the AFL right now. Where do you guys stand on preseason games? Do you actually enjoy it or do you fear it?
I actually heard a thing about the NRL as well. One of the coaches was like, they don't need like games. They can just
go straight into it.
Yeah. And I was like, I feel like we definitely need games. I feel like you kind of find your flow, and also match fitness is so different to training fitness.
Match fitness, yeah.
So different.
Yeah.
I think as well for
it's
us,
risky,
we have such a long gap. Like our grand final was what, July 7th or 8th or whatever, and our first game is until April.
So
5th,
unless 30th. You're in like Aussies or international netball, like we haven't played for seven
months. Whereas like NRL and AFL, like their last game's end of September, start of October, they've only got a couple of months. And like I can kind of understand what they mean. Mm-hmm. But for us, like you go so long, like Maddie said, if you're not in international programs without playing a game, then I'm like, you need that to get your fitness up, to get your confidence up. I must admit, I was like watching, I think it was the AFL preseason yesterday, and I was like seeing some of the star players, and I was like, God, you'd be like, if something happened now, and like, it's, I know a player from Port got like suspended for four games for a preseason game, like all that sort of stuff. But then for me, I was like, oh God, if I didn't play a preseason game, I'd be like begging the coach to put
me
on.
Can you be suspended in netball?
Yes, the rules have changed.
We did have an hour and a half rules of the game. Debrief the other day.
Talk to me. What do you have to do? Can someone do it so I can see it?
So there's no cautions now. You're just off.
Nah. Wait, what? What do they call it now?
Is that real?
That's
half real. They give you like they advance things more now as well. So it's
so
like,
it's not caution, like caution then
no,
warning.
It's like no. It's advancement like, then warning, isn't
and
it?
And then off.
Yeah.
They advance the penalty, then it's a warning.
Then it's
then
off.
You're off.
Yeah.
So they're just changing the terms.
Yeah. I think what they said was that people were kind of like just not even like regarding a caution. It was kind of like, oh yeah, I got a caution, it doesn't matter. Whereas now they're like, okay, because it gets advanced, that's like a immediate impact, and then the next thing's a warning.
But you can be sent off. But you, like, I'm sure there's somewhere in the rules you can be suspended. But God, what do you got to do?
Yeah, I think you'd have to like,
because the sent off thing's like 2 minutes, and then you're allowed back on.
I actually don't know. Yeah, like there's no.
Can you get sent off for good? Well, you can, can't you?
Yeah, but there's no like netball tribunal. Whatever it's called. So I don't know about they're getting suspended for weeks because how would they judge that because there's no tribunal?
They tried to get Tony Brad.
My dad nearly get sent.
Did they?
I
believe they tried to get him running the tribunal, not to the tribunal.
Oh my God.
That is something I would love to people would be sent to the tribunal and then dad would suspend for not having more of an impact, like for not arguing more or for not yelling more.
Oh, that's great.
There's a lot about like dissent and stuff now as well. Even in our practice match on the weekend, like there are a fair few like sort of words said about like you can't even kind of like try and commentate the game in terms of if it like disputes what the umpire has said.
Oh God, I'm so glad I'm stopped.
Yeah,
netball.
So you've got to be really careful now. It's got
I'm out. Me in my second year of AFL going to the umpire. What was that for? And I'm like, I have no idea of these rules.
I think the idea is that like from juniors up, then it's like it's a blanket thing.
100%. Yeah. That's what it's trying to set the precedent for.
Yeah. Matthew's just got the rules up. I must admit. I still don't know half of them.
Don't ask Maddie about replay. It confuses her.
What do you mean?
Oh, the replay rule, when they explained
they
it
to changed
us.
It.
Well, again. I think they've just like almost like re-termed it. But I feel like when I was like, wait, I didn't realize you can do that. You can like bat the ball to yourself and then tap it again and catch it.
You can't.
You can have two moves. Not three moves, two moves.
And they're like, but it's more if you have control than you lose control. It's like if you never have control, you can do two moves. But if you have control, drop it and then catch it again. It's a replay. The worst rule they've brought up now, though, is so you know how if you caught the ball and got like and fell over or something, you could then stand. So you can't throw the ball from the ground, but you could stand up and it didn't matter if you sort of stepped as you were standing up.
But you got to do it within the 3 seconds.
Yeah, but now if you fall over, you can't step.
But you can't throw it from the ground. So you have to lie there like a turtle.
And leave the ball on your chest and hope that somebody, or you've got to like try and fall over, keep one foot planted to the ground, stand up on that same foot and then pass it, which is nearly impossible unless you're super flexible and like double jointed. We said you're kind of gonna have to like let the ball just like sit on like your chest or stomach and hope that one of your teammates comes and picks it up.
Are you having a laugh?
It's all very
weird. I can't wait for Maddie to try this.
I know. It's gonna be great.
Making up these rules.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, to be fair, I feel like everyone's a little bit confused about a few of them, so we'll see how that all goes this year.
Do you know what I'm not confused about?
What?
The face of netball.
Oh, oh my God, I know. Maddie, how is that not one of your big life segue queen updates?
I was avoiding netball chat in the first bit.
Come on, Maddie, talk to us. How does it feel to be the spokesperson of netball?
Of the Australian netball PlayStation.
You were doing interviews, girl. You were out here working.
Oh, that was a long, long... How long was it? 3 months? Two and a half?
For context, everybody, there was a big pay dispute. Contract dramas. I'm trying to sum this up really quickly. And Maddie Turner was out there doing the most for the girls.
And like to give it context, like so Maddie is our like main, so each team has like a player delegate. So every team has to nominate someone that sits in meetings and like, I've done it in the past and it's like, you know, usually you have one meeting a year. It's pretty cruisy. You just get Oh, poor Maddie. Since she's come in, there's been the biggest, but like also to Maddie's credit, this is the biggest thing. It's like a lot of players from teams sit on the board and just, you know, either just sit there and don't say anything. Maddie kind of took it upon herself to be a real leader. And it was, people saw ABC interviews, but like the number of meetings, like if you had to put a rough number on the hours you spent on Zooms and in meetings and in that process.
There was 1 week alone, I reckon it was like 13 hours on Zoom.
Which is mad.
And which is like probably more than that time.
And nobody gets paid. Like this is a voluntary role to be on these
and
boards as well.
And you spoke so well. You did such. I was like watching going like, oh my God, slay girl. Like you were killing it.
Oh no, I still remember like the first like interview that I did for it. And then like it came out and I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said a few things, but I was like, oh well. And
that's
then
how stuff gets done though. No, you can't sit there and not express what you're feeling. Nothing's going to get done.
And I felt very supported by like
Look at these news articles.
I'm just laughing at these. This is so good.
By Sydney Swift. Hey, the Sydney Swift defensive duo.
People still say that. It kills me. And people that know about netball say it as well, which is annoying. I know. It's the New South Wales. Sorry, continue.
I was saying like our CEO at Netball New South Wales was like very supportive, which was nice. And she was kind of like, oh, just let me know if you do interviews and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, that's my bad. But she's like, it was actually good to know that it was you because I could tell how you were speaking. Like it wasn't like words put in your mouth.
Yeah,
like you
it was good.
And I was like, okay, I'll just keep going with that. I'll keep rolling with it. But no, I just kind of said yes to every opportunity because I feel like when I was 10 years old and playing, like I didn't think I'd want to play professionally or anything like that, but I want to leave the sport in a better place. And I felt like it was a chance to do that. And I was like, oh, well, see what happens and go for it. I kind of didn't like, yeah, think about it too much.
To every elite netballer listening to this right now, you are single-handedly being paid because of Maddie Turner.
But I think that was the biggest thing as well, Turner, was like that you were probably someone that people didn't expect to be that. Do you know what I mean? But it's like you're probably not the most, you know, on this podcast, for example, your voice is between the three of us.
My microphone is turned loud.
But I think it's the, like we always say that to you that like if you speak, people listen. And I think exactly what you said about you kind of put it in like layman's terms. You made it very relatable. Like I remember one of the quotes you said like, yeah, it just wasn't cool to like find this out. I was like, it was such a good way that you said it.
Yeah.
That like, and like, you know, the bank of mum and dad and things like that. Like just a few of the phrases you said, it's like, I think sometimes people get so like caught up in like the legal jargon of like.
Yeah, that is not my experience.
No, but you made me understand it. Like a human side to it, and it was so good and so effective, and especially coming from you, I think like yeah, you can never undervalue like the impact that you had. It was massive,
and it was very like I really like you kind of just touched on it how you were talking about like it's not just for us, it's for that next playing group.
It probably won't even be for us.
It
really
won't really affect us. It's like the next group. That's what's getting frustrating. We're like they're being greedy. I'm
that's
like,
what it.
No,
yeah.
Like you don't understand. Like
you're putting people in place, kind of.
Yeah,
but you were doing it very respectfully, and
I know the like Kath Harbs is like a legend for leading that kind of thing, and like Tarzi and Joe were like amazing and. Yeah, I feel like everyone kind of pitched in, which was nice. Like, it was kind of cool to see everyone. Like, obviously, you play against each other.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to everyone coming together and being like, nope, we're fighting for this. You're like, oh, sweet. You got 80 players thinking the same thing. Like, this is very, very rare.
I actually was speaking about, so again, depending on when this podcast comes out, like International Women's Day on the 8th, I had to do a pre-record for something recently. And, like, we're just talking about, like, the landscape of. You know, female sport, and obviously when we had the Matildas effect and everything like that, and I really do think what happened in netball was very like, like in line with where women's sport is going, in the fact that like I feel like had this happened 2-3 years ago as a playing group, we would have all just been like, nah, it's too hard. We don't want to make a fuss. We don't want to like get anybody offside. We want to keep everybody happy, and like we don't want to be seen as being anything. But I think. The way that women's sport has grown in the last few years and just like, I guess, women's rights in general, I feel like that is what really helped us be able to be like, nah, like enough's enough. Like, and I think we kept using that idea of like, it's this moment in time. Like we're at a point where if anything's going to happen, it's now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is, yeah, really nice to know that that's where, I guess, women's sport is at, that we're willing to, yeah, not just roll over for, you know, the big guy, and we're actually willing to like, and like you said, Matt, like unite and stay like 80 players on the same page.
I mean, there's a few times we were all like, oh God, we need money.
I wouldn't mind a little paycheck. Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting my free approval.
Whenever I was like, oh, how long can this go on for? But at least it got done.
Tricky, but it's done now.
It's a little nice little Christmas
and we got
present.
Back paid, yeah. I remember sitting on the couch and like seeing my watch light up with like, you know, incoming payment from like Westpac or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, this is so nice. I could buy everybody
Christmas
presents.
It's not a minus?
Presents. Yeah. It's not a warning that you haven't paid your last few bills.
So slight jump, but same kind of netball talk. This season, this year, a lot's going on. We got a new team. We got some spiced up team.
Spicy.
How are you guys feeling going into this season? One, knowing that there's a whole new team there that you actually, like, you don't know yet. You don't know what you're going to get. But two, you guys are relatively unchanged and there's some teams that are dramatically changed. How are we feeling?
Well, can I say that, like, for those players moving during that time, like,
oh,
good
drama.
On them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was a massive risk to, one, move to a different state without actually having a proper contract.
Yeah.
Like, that's scary as hell. And not knowing you're being paid, like, trying to find new rentals. Like, just want to put that out.
Yeah, no.
Kudos to you.
Yeah,
you're brave.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like, yeah, new teams are exciting, I feel like.
Mm.
change is
good.
Does
it scare you, or are you like, actually, nah, we're all right.
But we don't like change.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for us, like we've said, obviously, it's like nice in a way that we've like we're the most like established yeah. team. And the fact as well that like when we were signing contracts, like I think there's 7 of us that have signed for 3 years or okay. 6 maybe, mm. 2 that have, yeah, there's like a big chunk that are like sticking around for a long yeah. time, and it shows like the culture we have at the Swifts and everything like yeah. that. 100%. But in saying that, we have discussed the fact that like, you know, you can't step into the water in the same place twice. Like mm. you can't just try and replicate the same feeling again no. and again. So our danger is just like resting on our laurels and being confident and comfortable.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we still didn't win last year. Like we came very close, but we yeah. didn't win. So we do still need to like make improvements, adjustments, everything like that. So I think for us, it's like, it's a massive bonus that we know yeah. each other so well, but it's also like, there's that fear of complacency, which you'd never want to yeah. fall into, which we've been really like, yeah, careful. But at the end of the day, we also have Sammy coming back, and I think that's massive.
Oh, we've got to talk about it.
Oh, I actually got goosebumps. I have just talking actual about it.
Goosebumps. It's, and it's also because like we started as such, like we're always like, oh, we're one of the youngest teams. And I was like, now we're really old.
We're really old.
Like, I was still working when Sam went down.
Experience.
It feels so long.
It's been 2 full years. Like, so she's obviously yeah. in round 1 of season 2022. And to miss 2 full years, it's going to be massive for Sammy coming back. She's, looking really good. Like, obviously, it's going to be big and scary. I think it's any time you come back from an injury. Like an ACL or any sort of like long-term injury, there's so many thoughts, but let alone to have gone 2 years without playing. But in saying that, at training.
She's still doing her trick passes.
Oh, my God. We all just, like, I think we all, like, screamed the first few practice games when Sam's, like, you know, doing the, you know, no-look passes into the shooter. Like, she's still got that flair. So, no, we're so excited.
I honestly can't wait. I think I might cry.
I will. I'm, like, the center passer.
Handing out tissues.
Yeah. What's our first thoughts on Mavis, the Mavericanos?
So I'm just looking at the team list right now. Since
that are just sitting there
on
the screen.
Our research has got it up. I feel like there's lots of players there, like, ready to kind of like put it like their foot proof. Down sort of thing. Yeah, yeah. Which I think that's scary, like always to come against because they've got no fear in that as well. Mm. Like they don't have to be like I'm playing to expectation or something. They're just going out there and letting rip.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think they played a practice match against the Giants. Have they played 2? Do you know who won the second one? No, they won the first one. And like the snippets that I did see, they looked really good. But obviously I think a big loss for them has been Sasha Glasgow.
Oh my God, heartbreaking.
That was just one of the – so those who don't know, again, I don't know if I'm getting the medical terms right, but essentially she snapped her leg, like both bones. I had to get surgery.
Wow, that's such medical
terms. That's really medical. It's actually called snap of the legger.
I asked Chris the other day, Amy Parmenter's fiancée, and I was like, what did she actually do? Because he's like, snapped her leg. And I was like, what? I think it's a tib-fib situation.
Yeah, and like she's someone that's done an ACL. She's had like such awful. Bad luck with injuries. Like my heart just broke for her.
Wasn't on my like netball bingo card.
No.
You would never. So I think that's going to, I mean, in saying that, like they've got a Gabby Sinclair that comes in and I think she, I always thought she was really good and has probably not been given as many opportunities. And with like a Cardwell in there, I think they're still going to be really strong. But I think it's just the unknown for them. They were really unlucky with, like we said, with the moves and that. They ended up sort of breaking for Christmas just before the contracts got done, so kind of didn't get to go into training till the January. But like Mad said, I think that they're going to come in with like no fear, no expectations, kind of like the Swifts of sort of 2017 18 19. Like I think they'll definitely be a force to be reckoned with. I think the biggest team to watch is definitely going to be the Lightning that have got with all their star recruits. Like that's going to be really interesting to see how all those dynamics work though as well.
Yeah, that's my big question.
Well, we're lucky as well because we play Lightning first round and I think that's going to be really good because, like, they've good obviously test. Got a lot of, you know, hype around them.
We've got it.
And then we play Mavericks round 2. And so I think it's, like, really cool to probably the two biggest – would they be the biggest change teams, 2 of them? Or, like, the 2 most talked about teams in terms of – well, obviously Mavericks is new. Yeah. But I think that's going to be good for us to kind of get, like, a gauge as where we're at early
Great
on.
Viewership too.
Knock them off their perches early.
It's time for our gains, obstructions, and goals.
Woo!
I actually stuck to time today.
You stuck to time?
No, we did.
That's your gain, Maddie. She's spoiled it.
By sticking to time, do you mean like under an hour?
Yes. I'm like, whoa.
We did think it'd be touch and go. We did do like 2 segments though, whereas normally we try to do 4.
Should we start with gains today?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Start in a high.
Tanner, give me a gain.
My gain was that we survived team camp.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one? We'll have to talk about it once the stuff comes out.
Because, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
We're embargoed as to what we're allowed to say for now.
But yes, it was like death camp.
It was, from what I heard. I wasn't there.
I never want to see a jerry can again, it's all I can say. But once they're doing like a little bit of a video collab situation later, I think just before the season. So I think we can talk about it then. But just, yeah, it was hard. There was a lot of team bonding.
If anyone's seen the Rabbitohs documentary, we did a similar thing to them. Same sort of people. So, yeah.
Same sort of people. Same people.
Same people. I'm just like, I'm trying not to give too much away.
I can't wait.
Same sort of people. They looked exactly the same, had the same names, and are the same people.
And I saw you, what, 3 days after you came back, and you guys were dead.
Trash.
So
it was like having a 4 day. Yeah, Maddie had a 5 day hangover. I have lots of games because it's like the last couple of weeks.
Sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, because we had Sammy's hens. I was saying we didn't speak about that. But Sam is getting married in a couple of weeks. Sam Wallace, sorry. Her partner Akil is over from Trinidad for a couple of months. So they're going to get married in Australia, which is so exciting. So we had her hens last weekend and just, it's so nice for Sammy to, be able to celebrate with her, have lots of her, like, netball friends. We also met some of her Trini friends. She's kind of got a group of friends from that she's just met since being in Sydney, though. That are all from Trinidad, and just seeing Sam so happy is really, really nice.
So cute.
And then Maddie Turner told me I had to mention, if anyone saw Helen Housby's stories, I got the very, very rare treat of sitting in the exit row on the way home from Melbourne. And usually it's like done based on height. And then I don't know, I think maybe they're feeling sorry for Paige and I because we're old and sore knees. And we had a few players out, a few players that didn't come back on the same flight. So there were a few spares. And I was like a kid in a candy shop. I've never wanted the flight to go for longer because I was like, oh, just give me more time to just stretch legs and have a great time. That's it. I won't go into anything.
She's got a list.
Sorry,
she's scrolling.
I was going to go into my obstruction, but I realised it's not my turn.
She's like, I don't have any.
My life is too good.
My game for the week is I got a letter from my nephew, like a written little letter.
That was so drawing.
And I'm trying to, I want to, like, this is like kind of a goal, but I want to stick to doing it. So he kind of started writing during COVID to like my grandparents to like practice writing because he was like year two during COVID.
That's
and
like
whatever.
A way to like trick him into homework.
Exactly. And it's like classic cute kid's innocence. Like he'd write to granddad and be like, I'm so sorry that you're sick, hope you don't die, like that kind of stuff.
I love that so much.
So he's so sweet, and like he's just written this letter, and then he's like, and P.S. here's a drawing of a robot. I'm like, thank you so much.
When I went to bed last night, I hoped I'd get a picture of a robot the next
and
morning.
And I've been thinking about it for 3 days.
So yeah, that was my gain. It was really cute. I would encourage everyone to do that.
Love.
With a nephew, niece, or younger child.
That you know.
Or just a young person you meet in the street.
Turner, your obstruction.
My obstruction, for probably everyone else in Sydney, is the humidity at the moment.
Oh my God, yeah.
I can't hack one. Can't hack it.
Ask curly head girls, we know.
Oh. I reckon my hair was like wet for like 8 hours yesterday.
It's foul.
Yeah. It's not fun. Simple, but yeah, just
Adelaide get humidity like this.
The driest city in Australia, apparently.
Yeah, right. Okay,
close to it. I'm just throwing back.
Fact check, please.
I think it's Tasmania. Then it depends what you want to do.
Now she's changing.
No, but it's like, is it based on how much rain they get?
Adelaide? Are we more
driest
humid?
Capital city Australia? Adelaide. Thank you, Matthew.
Are we more humid than like Brisbane?
No.
Let's look at that up. Most humid city.
Gold Coast can get very humid.
Most humid so city boring. In Sorry. Australia.
It's your daily.
Oh, they don't have a straight answer for this, unlike the Adelaide one.
Okay. That's
anyway,
okay.
We'll get to that later. Sorry. Someone else can tell us that. My obstruction is that I'm currently suffering from PTSD post-Taylor Swift depression.
See, I thought you were going to say about your prank.
Have we not talked about that?
Oh my God, what?
Story time. And do you know what? That last one's actually a lie because you know how people say that, I don't know, I was just kind of like trying to think of an obstruction. Like I said, my life is great. But
humble queen.
I know. No, but like I actually don't have that much because it was like, it was everything I wanted and more. And like, I'm actually just like so happy that I went. And I think because we're entering a busy phase of our lives as well, like with netball, I'm like, I'm not that sad.
I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. So anyway, no. Oh, how long do we have?
No, this is like a bonus story. It's okay. I'll allow it.
Okay, Maddie's turn is allowing it. So am I going to like get myself? No, I'm not going to tell all the details. I'm just going to tell you. So the first part of the story is that I had a rug that I got delivered the wrong rug. Anyway, had a pretty much a brand new rug that I was selling on Marketplace.
She's 30 now. She's selling rugs.
So I'm selling rugs. I know, really important things. So anyway, I'm like just talking about this and like, classic me, cannot just keep anything to myself. I have to come to training and tell everyone about how I'm trying to sell this rug on Marketplace and blah, 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 blah. And Daniel and I are arguing about how much we should sell it for and I'm putting it up for this price and all I can talk about is this bloody run.
She left herself wide open.
Wide open. Okay. Oh, no. So anyway, then I get home one night and I'm like, oh my God, I've had somebody that's wanted to buy the rug. $550. Like, this is beautiful. Like, a great little payday. It was the weekend before my 30th. I was like,
oh. And it was also the week we still weren't paid.
Oh, we still hadn't. Yes. We had right, not okay. been paid yet. And it was going to be my 30th. I was like, I'm going to put money on the bar. Like, yep. This is $550. Like, perfect. Like, this yep. is what I need. So excited. Anyway, I come to train the next day. I'm telling everyone about this guy called like Peter Rank that has like bought my rug on Marketplace. I was like, guys, he's actually kind of, I was like, he's kind of good looking as well. I was like, anyway, showing everyone his profile. I was like, yep, he's coming like to, he's asking my address. He's going to come around tonight. We're like all talking about like, you know, those Marketplace like horror stories. I need to make sure someone's home. Like when they, you know, when he comes to pick it up, all this sort of stuff. Ali Miller had actually come over with Tullinol that day. So I'm like, perfect. He's coming at 5:30.
Can I also put in some context? Everyone else in the team knew what was happening.
Yes.
Because so like, we were laughing at Maddie, but she just thought, we were laughing with her.
I just thought that I was really funny and that my story about Peter Rank being good looking was really funny. But everyone,
Mr. P. Rank.
Everyone was super, super interested. Like I even had people like messaging in our group WhatsApp message. Oh, Danny, our manager, messaged in like the whole group chat being like, good luck with the rug tonight, Maddie. Like, let us know how it goes. And I'm like, God, they're obviously really worried about my safety. Like anyway, 5:30 happens. I get a ring on the doorbell. I go out there and all I see is someone holding a mask with a picture of this guy, Peter Rank. And then I see behind Sam Wallace holding a camera filming, and it's Helen bloody Housby.
Oh my God.
Has created a. She's, so for starters, she's holding $550 in Monopoly money.
She's come to our house first to pick it up.
My God. Come I thought you were saying this was random.
Come with. So she's holding this mask, her there, Sam there. I am like half laughing but half crying because I'm so sad that this has happened. And so the whole thing's been documented. Turns out the entire team knew all along.
Oh,
that,
my
and
God.
For context, Peter Rank, Prank, which I never put together and I'd like to consider myself a bit of a wordsmith. Straight away?
Helen got too much time on her hands.
I know. And like, this is just like an insight into Helen Housby as well. Like for people that don't know Helen, it's like
she's such a
this
cute.
Is her to a T. Like she's, yeah, she like loves pranks, loves jokes, is such like a, but the fact that like she's gone, even like, so she got Barry, her partner, to like use his WhatsApp or something and like get him to change his photo because she needed like a number to be connected to like a Facebook profile. She made him like be married. She put photos up of this Peter Rank. Like she found him on like the internet. Like it was a freaking military operation to make this happen. God. And then she's driven all the way there with this mask. And I, and then like after the initial like hilarious part of it like wore off, I was like, where's my $550? And then I reckon I sold the rug for another like 3 months after that because I was so scarred.
Oh my God, that's
so thanks, Helen Housby.
Sorry, I was like, I thought that's what
no,
you were.
No, I would never have remembered that because I mean, now we've literally got a picture of the Peter Rank up in our locker
room. Is
there
a video?
I think, yeah, there is. We maybe we'll get it put up.
I have the pre-video of her being like, haha, look at, he's cute.
Oh, Sam my God. Wallace has okay, the video of, yeah, when she walks in. Maybe we'll get some content
this
out.
Is the most
to
iconic
the
thing ever. We have to get Helen on this podcast.
I was going to say I have to get Helen back because I've told her that I'm now plotting it for an entire year to get her back.
Oh, that too, yeah.
But no, let's get her on. Let's get her on. She'll be great. Matthew's giving two thumbs up because he's, loves Helen. He's a Helen stan.
Shock. Well, hard act to follow. my obstruction is Matthew, actually. He's
shade is the room.
This guy has been dying from emphysema for about 4 or 5 weeks. This cough won't go away. It's relentless. And all I do is care and I say, bro, you gotta go to a doctor, you gotta look after yourself, are you okay? Blah blah blah. He's like, yeah, I'll be fine. Meanwhile, he's like sleeping longer and he's not eating and he's not exercising. And I'm like, it's all out of concern and worry, but this cough, my goodness.
Keeping you up.
It's just annoying me.
No, it's not annoying me. It's just a thing. I need you to fix it.
If anybody's got any better remedies, send them through.
He's actually not coughed in here once.
I was going to say, so I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, he's bad.
That's why he's not talking because he's such a good boy.
Yeah,
hey,
the
who's a good boy?
Matthew's a good boy.
Oh, would we a good boy?
I sense some triggering here.
I'm very easily pleased on TikTok. Maddie Turner, your goal.
My goal has already been achieved because I just want to say that we found a time for the podcast.
Oh, because yes,
the technical stuff and yeah. was our first hurdle.
Yep.
The second hurdle was actually finding a time.
Well, that was kind of the reason for the technological issues was that we wanted to get an at-home thing so that we could record when we're at home. But we've realised that we're never all going to be home at the same time anyway. So we got here though.
So that was my goal. It's been achieved.
And on a Sunday.
And I'm hungover.
Well, you're just shooting. Yeah, you're really kicking goals. I left the cricket when Daniel was on 100 runs.
I know, that was a really big thing.
No, but he got we got him to see 100. He okay. got out. I just saw he got Sorry, out. That's Daniel. Okay. He's still got 100, so that's all right. Okay. Now we don't have to go back. Well, my goal was going to be similar to Turner's. This podcast goes viral. It's that people have just been waiting in anticipation. It's like the 7 months of build up has just been so much that once we release it, it's going to go absolutely berserk. And shout out to anybody that's listening that wants to sponsor the podcast or like give us any sort of like financial incentive to keep going.
We are going to do some like
yeah
fun stuff with this potty this year. We want to get more out on socials. We want to get some video involved. It's the logistics are it's where we struggle.
Maddie's got a proper full-time job now with the other two Maddies.
Not redundant anymore.
Maddie T's busy. Maddie P's lazy. That's not the issue.
My goal's pretty boring.
And that's cool. It. That's the goal. Not be boring.
Oh, no. I really want to see that movie, All of Us Strangers.
Is that the one
with Paul Mescal? Because I love
No, it's not the Emma Stone. Scott. Oh, okay. It's the other one. Yeah. There's an Emma Stone movie that's coming out, isn't there?
I think so. But I've said it for weeks ever since it's come out. I really want to see it. It's real. It's getting such good reviews. And
what's it coming out?
I would die for Paul Mescal.
Okay.
I would.
No. And he's shaking her head. Paul Mescal or Hayden Christensen?
Oh, that's tough. Because Hayden, back in the day, I wouldn't see anyone else in my life. Like, but Paul's young now. Yeah, Hayden's 40. True. Paul.
40.
Anyway, I reckon that's enough. I've embarrassed myself enough and I need to go have a lie down.
And Nathan Cleary, whatever Maddie did, she's sorry. But we've got one more thing to say, and I think it is that perfect podcasts don't exist.
Maddie, oh, Maddie.